Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Thursday, the 17th of October, 2019. It is the 290th day of the year, 75 days remaining till the end of the year, 19 days until San Francisco city elections, 138 days until the California primary, and 383 days until presidential elections. The sun rises this morning at 7:21. The sun will set at 6:28. Today we will have 11 hours and 7 minutes of daylight. Solar transit will be at 12:54. The first high tide was at 2:48, the next low tide at 7:38, the next high tide at 1:53 this afternoon, and the final low tide at the Golden Gate at 8:29 tonight. The moon is currently 87.7% visible, a waning gibbous moon. We will have a quarter moon in 4 days on Monday the 21st and a new moon in 10 days on Sunday the 27th. Today is Black Poetry Day, Conflict Resolution Day, Edge Day, Forgive an Ex Day, Four Prunes Day, Get to Know Your Customers Day, International Credit Union Day, International Shakeout Day, Mulligan Day, National Get Smart About Credit Day, National Pasta Day, National Playing Card Collection Day, Payback a Friend Day, Spirit Day, Spreadsheet Day, Wear Something Gaudy Day, World Trauma Day. I wonder if they're all related. Today is also Dessalines Day in Haiti, Digital Society Day in India, International Day for the Eradication of Poverty, and Loyalty Day in Argentina. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Nathaniel West, Jerry Siegel, Arthur Miller, Rita Hayworth, Montgomery Clift, Barney Kessel, Jimmy Breslin, The Singing Nun, Evel Knievel, Michael McKean, Margot Kidder, Alan Jackson, Ziggy Marley, Wyclef Jean, Eminem, and Felicity Jones. On this day in history, in 1091, the London tornado is thought to be a strength of T8F4 strikes the heart of London. And of course, on this day in 1989, the ground shook here in the Bay Area, 7.1 centered at Loma Prieta in the Santa Cruz Mountains, killing 63 people and causing $6 billion worth of damage. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today. Many schools will be serving different items. Some schools will be serving the chicken sausage eggel sandwich, the lemon peppercorn, the chili citrus chicken drumstick with rice, and the cheese ravioli. Some other schools may be serving the chicken or veggie burrito, the cheese tamale and refried beans, plantains, and baby carrots. That's what's for lunch in many of San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. An hour of news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. More BBC news later this hour with Top Line at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. The owner of a bulldozer that overturned and killed the operator while battling a huge California wildfire has been found guilty of violating labor laws, KQED reports. A Monterey County judge ruled yesterday that the contractor who supplied the bulldozer failed to have workers' compensation insurance, which CAL FIRE requires companies to have. The dozer toppled down an embankment during a 2016 blaze near Big Sur. Bulldozer driver was killed. The attorney for the bulldozer's owner argued that the operator was not a traditional employee. He was an independent contractor. The judge rejected that argument. The Sacramento Bee reports that a California prison agency spent $12,000 of public money on a retirement party with 300 guests, large enough to fill a Folsom State Prison warehouse. Money earmarked to help the prisons was spent on food, equipment, supplies, and luxury portable toilets, costing as much as $6,000. Two dozen employees had to take 2 days out of workday to prepare for the event, and women in the culinary program, in the prison culinary program, prepared the food. And two government agencies are opening investigations into the inquiries done by the Sacramento Bee. There's a story on our website about Sutter Health being told an antitrust court to stop overcharging patients as well. Speaking of people putting on parties at the people's expense, the top Pacific Gas and Electric Company executive who wined and dined top customers just before the utility's mass power outage last week is now no longer with the company. San Francisco Chronicle reported about this. 10-12 PG&E gas employees attended a retreat with as many as 60 gas customers at a Sonoma County winery just before the planned blackouts. It continues. And today is the 30th anniversary of the Loma Prieta earthquake, 5:04 in the afternoon. If you were there then, think about what it was like and what you should have the next time a big shaker like that comes along. We have an election brief coming up at 8:19. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04 and a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance. One more hour of Morning Edition is next. Support for NPR comes from CFP. CFP professionals committed to providing holistic financial planning from investment and retirement to taxes and estate planning in the client's best interest. Let'smakeaplan.org. There's a high surf advisory in effect from noon today to 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Slight chance of rain. It did rain overnight, so drive mindfully today. Partly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny, breezy, 50s and 60s here in the city, 60s and 70s around the bay, with northwest winds increasing to up to 30 miles per hour by afternoon. It's 8:07.